Hi everybody, thanks for sticking around. My name is Sam Zipper, like you said, and my research focuses on the joint influence of shallow groundwater and soil texture on corneal variability. And kind of the underlying motivation of this project is, as most of you know, there's a rapidly growing global population expected to exceed 9 billion by the year 2050. And in order to support that population, there's already a large global agricultural footprint. So kind of in order to meet kind of growing food requirements globally without requiring the additional conversion of natural ecosystems to cropland, it's important to understand the drivers of yield gaps on a subfield scale. So the main research question that I'm focusing on is, under what conditions can a shallow water table provide a groundwater yield subsidy or penalty to corn production? And kind of the hypothetical model that I'm working with is shown here, where basically in any sort of range of water table depths, you'll have areas where the water table is so shallow that it's causing oxygen stress in the root zone, and that will lead to yield losses, so we'll call that a groundwater yield penalty. On the opposite, the far right end of the spectrum, you'll have areas where the groundwater is so deep that growth is limited only by the availability of precipitation. So in those areas, you'll be more likely to experience water stress, so we'll call that a no groundwater influence zone. And then kind of in this intermediate scenario, you'll have the optimum water table depth where it's able to provide moisture during wet period or during dry periods, but not so much that it's overwhelming. And that's kind of our groundwater yield subsidy area. And we hypothesize that that will shift as a function of both soil texture and growing season weather conditions, where in either finer soils or wetter growing seasons, those boundaries will kind of shift a little bit deeper, and the opposite will occur in coarser soils or drier growing seasons. So I kind of used two approaches to this, both a field investigation and a modeling study. The field results are from two kind of neighboring cornfields in south central Wisconsin near Madison. And we developed a technique, which is shown on my poster, of kind of dividing these fields into different sensitivity classes based on observed yield data, ranging from kind of consistently poor, medium, and strong, and then also drought sensitive and more moisture sensitive, which are shown on this map here. This field site's primarily silt loams with some kind of higher elevations that have more of a sandy loam soil. And using a kind of suite of groundwater monitoring wells, we were then able to compare these different textural classes to water table depths. And what we found is that the areas that had the shallowest groundwater tended to be the most sensitive to wet growing season conditions, and those are the areas that we think are experiencing this groundwater yield penalty. As we move into intermediate groundwater depths, we've got yield that is resilient to both wet and dry growing seasons. That's where we're seeing our groundwater yield subsidy. And kind of at our deepest groundwater areas, we have low yield observed in both the wet and the dry growing seasons. So those are the zones of no groundwater influence. To kind of untangle the influence of soil texture and groundwater, we also did some biophysical modeling using the model AgroIBIS-VSF. And the results are shown here with the optimum water table depth on the y-axis and the ratio of growing season precipitation to evapotranspiration on the x-axis. What we can see is that as you move from our coarsest soil, which is the red one shown here, to our finest soil, which is the blue one on here, our optimum water table depth, as in our hypothesis, is getting deeper. And furthermore, as you move to the right along the x-axis into wetter and wetter growing seasons, we're also seeing that the optimum water table depth is getting deeper to kind of confirm our hypothesis once again. So I'm happy to talk more about this. My poster number is 1,600. And also, this work was recently published in Water Resources Research, so I'm happy to provide that as well. Thank you.
We have time for maybe one question.
At your site, was there did these soils or these deep soils, or was there any form of lithic contact or discontinuity in texture? Fairly shallow in the
There are in some places. So the areas, mostly the consistently poor areas, are actually kind of relic glacial moraines, small glacial moraines. So there's kind of, at the highest elevations, there's virtually no topsoil. Those are the coarsest areas. And then as you get into kind of the lowlands, there's kind of a draping effect. So there's variable topsoil thickness over the field.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.